Ladies, gentlemen, and everyone else listening, welcome back to Commissions Open Season 2. Character design for the set by Doida Flower on Twitter. Promotional art by Andromeda _ Snow on Twitter. Icon created by Shy Starfall. Commissions Open logo created by Melodic Scavenger. And tonight's guest, the fast-paced freelance character artist who arts delights and can fright, it's the Jeeve! And here's your host, Doc Conrad! Hello, everyone, and welcome back to another episode of Commissions Open, an interview podcast all about art in the digital age. Here you can hear the processes, stories, and lives of talented artists, voice actors, video creators, editors, musicians, and many other talented creators in the era of online work. I am your host, Doc Conrad, and today I am joined by someone that I have known for quite a number of years on, on Facebook. I've known you for a little bit on Twitter, but mostly on Facebook. Jeeb, aka the Jeeb, aka Jeebediah, to a lot of your fans, that sounds a little odd, maybe. We'll go ahead and first off, hey man, how's it going?
Going good.
How best would you describe what it is you do if, like, I don't know, your mom first said, or like your aunt first came in and was like, oh, what is it that you do? Like, what are you doing? What are your plans? Like, stuff like that.
All right. So I guess, and if I could describe myself, I do illustration sort of just it's a hobby right now. I say right now, but like, it's sort of just where it's at right now. I like to draw. Character design, I guess, is one thing I'm primarily work towards. But just like general illustration of, I guess I enjoy cartoons and anime. It's sort of the style I go for. Mm-hmm. And I've been doing this internet artist thing for a while now. I'm an artist on the internet. That's the most simple way to boil it down. It's a hobby that I'm into. Haven't done any major like career things, but like it's just a thing I do for fun. Internet artist.
How long have you been quote-unquote internet artist? Because I've known you for quite a while on Facebook, probably the time in which I was in high school, maybe a little bit before my freshman year. So it's been around I'm like 22 now, so like, geez, I was like about
22. I am, yeah, about the same age.
Yeah,
almost, yeah. almost 23 and less than a week, actually. Yeah, so.
Hey.
But yeah, no, it's wild.
Yeah, how long do you think you've been you've been quote unquote internet artist?
As you put. Yeah, it's just like one of those things when I think about it, like just like imagine like aging guy .gif or so. So in terms of internet art, I think I started posting my art online, I think middle school, which I think would have been like maybe 2008 or 9, just a little bit before 2010. And so I think at that point, like middle school was when I also started getting into like digital art. And so I think those all like sort of line up when I first got my own computer. I got like a drawing tablet, and then like gradually I would start like I think I began with a DeviantArt. I think that was when I started majorly and so like posting art online, and I think and then there was Facebook, so like there was like a whole like little era before Facebook, which I think was when the whole Jeeb sort of like identity or whatever started to really shape up. So in terms of like, I guess, digital art, middle school, but then like in terms of just art in general, it's just sort of been a thing I've done since childhood, you know. So
you've been making a wide variety of different you've been making a wide variety of different like character creations and original characters, as well as fan art that I've seen in normal and cursed lenses. we'll get into that in a second, but something I've wanted to ask, why Jeeb?
The whole story behind that is it's sort of just a nickname spin on my real name, which is Jiva, J-I-V-A, another name that often gets mispronounced. So I think sort of carried over, but like that was sort of just a nickname I like started to get like during my early Facebook posting days, and like it sort of just stuck. And so I've kind of just stuck with that since, like, yeah, with the Facebook page. It started as Jeebadiah, but then I shortened it to just the Jeeb. I think I just wanted to go for something more like simple, but also like, I guess maybe have a nice little ring to it. And also like, I think with the Jeebadiah, we talked about this, like it will probably get mispronounced as like Jebediah or whatever. So, and I think it's just sort of stuck because like it's nice and simple. And so, yeah, that's sort of the story behind that, that particular username. Before that, during the DeviantArt days, my username was a awful, awful mess. Cause like, okay, so just imagine like early 2000s Xbox gamer tag with unnecessary like X's on like the beginning and end of the username, and like the letters in the name alternated between upper and lowercase every letter. It was disgusting.
I feel like I could beat you out, but I don't want random people adding me on Xbox when I haven't played on it in years. But mine was, allow me to show some sympathy with you, mine was a Homestuck character alongside another noun. So enjoy finding that one, internet.
I know, like, so I've never really got into Homestuck, but I know there's like the whole quirks with like the way they type. So so like I can sort of imagine that. But but with my DeviantArt username, like that was like the way it was typed, and like I think the reason behind that was like when I made the DeviantArt account, I didn't intend to like use it for art at first. It was just for like lurking and favoriting pictures, and so and also like it was just like really lame with how like you couldn't change your username unless you paid for like a premium account. So like,
really?
That's how it was. Like, I don't know if they changed it now, but that's how it was back then. And like, I wasn't like 12-year-old me wasn't about to like get dad's credit card to buy a DeviantArt user account. So and so with my DeviantArt username, I don't know, this might be like, you might get a little fun reaction out of this. It was Luigi Bob.
Chef's kiss. Oh, thank you. Thank you. Yeah, molto bene. Thank you.
There's a whole, like, the all the like silly stuff, like the Garfields and the Luigi's, like there are roots that go far back. So
this feels a little bit like we're unearthing something here, like a little bit of personal therapy, getting a chance to reflect back on your life. It's interesting.
You'll understand the cycle.
I'm gonna psychoanalyze your Luigi and Garfield posting, which, by the way,
like, I think it all began as a child.
I think this is this is very interesting, which you are, I would say it, a trendsetter. I think you are a trendsetter, or at least someone who has popularized and like innovated upon. If you ever heard of the subreddit, I'm sorry, John. That you were an early, early guy into making Garfield absolutely like a horrific monster. You were early and like ahead of the curve.
Yeah, like, so I guess the thing is, like, I have heard of like the subreddit with that, but like that's been like long after like I was like sort of like did that regularly.
Yeah.
So I don't know if I would call myself a trendsetter, but like definitely like an early adopter sort of thing. So
1,000% believe that that you were an early contributor into that like thing, planting a seed. You planted the seed of Garfield becoming a horrifying monster. And I you know what? You love to see it.
Like, I don't know, maybe so there are some kids who are following my Facebook page back in the day, and then like maybe that sort of influenced. I don't know completely, but maybe there's a possibility, you know. So mm-hmm. That's wild to think about. Like, I guess like just in general, like the spread of like how memes evolve and whatnot. It's wild. Like, I think there's been a few instances where like I like made like it's like a more smaller like instances, or like sometimes you'll like make a little meme at it and like it might end up becoming like widely used, you know. Like mm-hmm. I've had like a few here and there. Like, I think one significant one that comes to mind was like if you have seen that like photo, like I had this like the Woody and the Dio figurine, and like I recreated like this like panel from like JoJo, where like mm-hmm. Jotaro and like Dio are like standing off, but then like I took a picture of like a recreation of that like frame. Like, I had like the little Dio figurine and I had like a Woody figurine, and like I put like Woody in place of Jotaro, and like I just recreated that panel. Like, I tried really hard to like make the composition like one-to-one to the mm-hmm. to the manga, and like when I posted that, it just ended up becoming like used a lot during like memes and whatnot. Mm-hmm. And it's like, it's just like really surreal when like you're just scrolling down your feed and like you just see
your own
like
image.
You just see that photo, like shit, I made that. So it's a wild thing.
That, yeah, wow. I had no clue that you were behind that one. Okay. There's some I'm telling
sorry.
You are a meme trendsetter. You love to see it. There's a lot I want to go ahead and talk about involved with like your early creations of like hilarious imagery, as well as like your more serious side of your art in which you've like impassionately made involved with like your OCs and your stories that you're setting out and like creating character sets and character references for. But which would you rather talk about first? Would you rather go ahead and continue on the path of like talking about all the individual like artistic things that you've made that have been more comedy related, or focus more on your serious side that you've also worked on? What would you rather go ahead and talk about?
I guess like maybe I can like just continue to run on like, I guess like with when I'm talking about like my whole like history, like I guess it'll like come as it goes. Like I'll hit the topic. So
go ahead.
Yeah. So unless you had like a question going back on that topic.
No. I would love to hear the full Jeep timeline. I want to be a part of the Jeep CU, please.
All right. So I think where did we leave off? Facebook.
Early Facebook DeviantArt.
Yeah, like there was sort of like a very like small overlap, because like I think at one point like I wiped my old DeviantArt like as I was like setting up the whole Jeep thing. I think it was just one part like just like, oh, my old art is cringe, I don't want to look at it. Mm-hmm. But also like I guess just looking back, I kind of wish I like sort of had it as an archive. I should still have like all my old art back then, like in old like hard drive like backup of my old computer, but it's going to take a lot of digging. I'll get to it eventually, but so I guess like just a rundown of the DeviantArt days, like I mostly did fan art at that point. I guess going to my influences, Gurren Lagann was like when I watched that when I was 12, that like was a major impact on like I guess my art style and I guess like just interest in general. I was like, shit, this is really cool. And so I like to draw like the mechs from it. I was really into like back then I drew like robots a lot. I was into like Transformers and I think that and like that and Gurren Lagann was like sort of where I kind of drew or like got used to drawing robots, and like, I was known for that at that point as like I was like much more like smaller artist back then, but like that was my thing, because like I don't think it's not a thing like a lot of people would draw too much, at least like compared to just in general what I've seen in terms of like art. But that was like sort of my thing, that like what could I bring to the table, you know? And that was sort of how I like got known on Facebook, because when I was on Facebook, I primarily like started building my presence doing fan art for other Facebook pages. Like back then was there was a whole big Facebook like page community thing. Some people like may remember, some people may remember it with terrible memories, but like it was a thing, like Facebook pages were big, and like I would draw fan art for like a couple like pages regularly, and that's sort of just how I was known, like, oh, like I'm the guy who drew that sick mech picture of this Facebook persona. And so that was sort of like how I started getting my presence, like sort of just being like a regular fan artist. Cause like, I guess that was also just one way to get your art seen, doing fan art for like other people. So that was sort of how I got my start in terms of like really building my whole internet artist identity. Like at least at that point in terms of like the Jeeb sort of brand, yeah, and like it's wild because like I'll still have like a handful of like friends who like have like added me and followed me since that all the way to now, and like how long has that been, like shit, like over 5 years, like it's been a long time. It's wild. And I think Facebook was and like if this lines up with like what you mentioned, like high school, that was when I was sort of doing that. So I think mid sophomore year, that was when I started like the Jeeb Facebook page. So
did it appear to be May 11th, 2012? An exact rough estimate date, which is what it says on the Facebook page transparency thing or whatever.
I guess so. If that's what the page says, like the first post or whatever.
Yeah. It says it was created on May 11th. I don't know if you like kept it in, like the first thing you did was just like started posting out on the page, or maybe you had your own profile, or how.
I like just use like my like standard account. Like first when I was just doing fan art, and then I made the Facebook page, and then like I just started posting my own art from there, and like. Yeah, that was sort of just like, I kind of like felt, I guess, confident enough at that point that like enough people like knew, like my art and like sort of knew me enough to like warrant like starting my own page just like for my own art in general. So that's sort of how that began. And when was it, like 2012, 2011? I don't know. It's somewhere around that point. And so, yeah, I think that was sort of the beginning of the quote unquote Jeeb era.
and that's when you started like posting, like you were doing more of the fan arts, but you also threw in like points in which you like just drew whatever it is you felt like. You weren't exactly like gamifying it to be like, oh yeah, I need to get like, I must have the likes. You were consistent in your posts, but sometimes they weren't always art posts. Your Facebook was a lot like a personal blog in that regard, where like you talked about the things you did as well.
I was a lot more like, just post whatever. I guess because, like, again, maybe that's, like, reflecting on that time, like, there was a lot of Facebook pages that kind of just posted whatever, you know? So I guess, like, that's sort of why I sort of did that too. So I guess in a way it was sort of just like a general quote unquote, like, online persona. Although I guess, like, I wasn't really putting on a persona, just more just posting nonsense and memes and crap. So, yeah. So, like, I guess I'll just, like, do some general stuff. Like, I'll post a funny meme or, like, what video game or anime or whatever am I into at the time. So it was definitely a lot more of a loose sort of thing. Yeah, and, like, I guess, like, more nowadays, like, I usually have a dedicated art thing, at least for Tumblr. Like, I guess it depends on the site. Like, sites that allow for alternate accounts, like Tumblr, like, I specifically have, like, the blog for just reblogging crap, and then the other blog for just art. And then, like, I think same with my Instagram.
Same with my
Instagram. Although I think I only do art posts. But yeah, sorry, were you gonna say something?
Oh no, I'm the exact same way. I have my own Insta, I have my own Twitter, I've got my main Facebook profile, and I got the Facebook page. And it's always important to, like, you categorize things in which you do. But I remember the early days. I remember the early days of the Jeeb, where it was cursed Garfields. I remember that. Then there was sometimes later on you matured into cursed Luigi's, specifically Gooigi, after the announcement.
Yeah, no, that's
more recent. Like, that's more after the announcement of Luigi's Mansion 3. And of course, we can never forget Friday Night is Taco Tuesday.
Yeah, that's a classic.
It's always been a
classic. I like to think of, like, the Garfield and the Luigi, like, there's, like, the Garfield is my high school, like, sort of, like, era, and then the Luigi is more of my college era. So, like, it's just funny to think about, like, how, like, different phases of life have this, like, specific, like, character I'll just, like, meme up and stuff. But, yeah, that's sort of how that sort of went. So yeah.
There's a few things we've touched lightly on. We've touched lightly on those. But was there I want to quickly, like, go just a little bit deeper, and then we'll talk more about, like, your characters and, like, your persona that you have online, at least for, like, image-wise. What was the was there any particular reason that you were drawn to, like, making these meme characters in your, like, Garfield in the high school days and Gooigi in your college days? Is there any particular reason, or is just, like, man, I can make so many things with these images, or was it, like, a practice?
Sort of all of that. I think it's, like, because, like, definitely, like, throughout, like, high school and college, I'll, like, have on and off, like, sort of moods with, like, oh, I'm really in a creative mood to, like, do original character stuff. But then, like, when that's, like, that, like, sort of art block sets in, like, drawing those, like, little meme shit post arts are sort of, like, I don't have to think about it too much. Like, just draw some, like, silly, like, cursed image of, like, like, oh, I'm not really feeling it right now with the character design. Let's just draw Garfield, but with, like, muscles. It'll be funny. And, like, I think it's also just, like, just the fun of, like, putting all my skill into, like, making this, like, silly image, like, more, like, putting more effort than, like, there needs to be, but, like, just to, like, make it as absurd as possible. And then, like, just the fun of, like, getting the reaction out of, like, friends to, like, see how they react to the the drawing of demon buff Garfield or whatever. So one part, like, just a drawing with, like, my brain shut off, and, like, not, like, without having to think too hard about, like, too much technical stuff. And then, like, another part just, like, general practice, because like, again, with like Buff Garfield or whatever, that's still like anatomy practice and whatnot. Mm-hmm. And then like, and then another part, like just the fun of like making people laugh and all that. Mm-hmm. And so that's sort of the whole like reason I've sort of like done that like on and off. And like, again, depends on what's my mood at like that month or week or whatever. So mm-hmm. I guess that's sort of an explanation of that.
Yeah, yeah. No, I won't say it makes sense, because if it made sense, then it ruins the effect. However, I can say that you have been excellent in terms of creating images which can haunt me and haunt others.
Thank you.
And
that is what I'm going for.
one that has been particularly potent is the paper cutout of Luigi staring at me. That one hits different. It's simple, it's effective, yeah. And yet it's there, ever present, staring at me. Now,
yeah, like
what I don't want to pick your brain too much about specific pieces, but why, man? Why?
Okay, so that was part of the Luigi Inktober that I did like two years ago, I think. Yeah, like and I think like, yeah, with Inktober, like I think that's a thing, like I don't have the discipline to stick with that seriously, at least. Like I've attempted like I think one or two years, but like after like I don't know, day five, I sort of just stopped. So I think that year, like I kind of just like, it was just like a piss take of like, here's my Inktober day one. It's like crudely drawn Luigi. And then like I sort of just like try to keep up with it, like, because like it's low, the first one was like really low effort, you know, like, so sort of just like that like way of easing into it. Mm-hmm. It's like it's weird how I'm like talking about this like very like as if it was a serious thing, but
well, yeah.
But like it would just gradually escalate of like, how can I like pull off a new picture at the end of the day, but like at, the further I went, like I would push myself to like try to come up with new ways to like put out a new Luigi every day of that October. And so I guess if you like go through, there was some wild stuff there. And like the paper Luigi, I think I was just like, it was just really fun at the thought of like, what if like the Luigi became alive and like came out of the sketchbook. So that's sort of the explanation of that. I still have it in my room.
Ah, thank God. I'll go ahead and give you my P.O. box if you want to ever mail that to me.
Like I can mass produce them.
Yes, yes. To your loyal fans. But really quick, there is... so I want to go ahead and talk about a few more of your, like, semi-serious, more of your posts about... original characters that you have made that aren't exactly fan arts or art of other creators, but of your own characters. You sure. have, let's go and start most simply with your online persona, also ironically of a cat. What made you like draw yourself in that light of like a, rotund face with glasses, cat who like in all other terms looks just like a stout individual. Was there any particular reason why you chose that? I don't know the best way to describe it, but like what came from that? What was the reasoning?
I guess one way to describe it is my Garfsona.
Are you normal? I mean, did you draw yourself as fucking normal?
Yeah, I mean, I guess there is definitely like joking and like actual like reasoning there. I guess there is a bit of Garfield in there, mm-hmm. considering how far back the Garfield has been intertwined in the Jeeb history.
Yes.
But I guess like Yeah, the Jeeb cat. I think that's just something I've started drawing, I think, last year. Because for a while, like, I kind of just didn't really have an artist persona. Typically, like, often people would. During my Facebook days, I would actually just draw myself. But I think at one point, I kind of just stopped. Like, I don't know, I just, like, something about, like, just drawing yourself, I kind of, like, didn't want to really do anymore. I don't know if it's, like one part, like, self-image issues, or in another part, just, like, the general paranoia of, like, putting your identity forward online, you know? So, I kind of just stopped for a while, I think, and, like, I just didn't have any artist, like, self-representation. But then, like, yeah, with the whole Jeep cat, like, I feel like it's, like, a little happy medium, like, it has, like the distinct little features of, like, the glasses and, like, the eyebrows, but also, like, just, it's a really, like, simple, like, easy to draw, like, little character thing. And it's, like, yeah, I guess, like, because, like, there are artists who, like, have, like, some cool creative shit that they think of for their artist persona, and, like, I think I just went with the cat because, like, one, Garfield, and two, like, with my friends, I'm just, like, known for posting a lot of cat pictures. I just hoard them, like, on my Instagram. I follow a lot of cat accounts, so I figure, like, all right, sure, it works.
So. I'll join in the fun. Yeah,
yeah.
I'm a cat that I can post.
Yep. And yeah, and I think yeah, again, I guess a bit on a more serious side, I didn't mention the self-image issues. Like, I think just having, like, a simple, not very flattering, but more like maybe just more silly looking, like, character persona just kind of lent more, like, comfortably. Yeah, like, I guess, like, recent posts, like, I've been, like, exercising a lot, you know, again, like, self-image. That's sort of a thing. I don't know if maybe we'll go into that later or not, but yeah, like, I guess just, like, having a silly little character that, like, it's not too flattering, but, like, it works. Just sort of what I went for, but yeah, that's sort of the explanation behind that.
Do you have too much money and don't know where to put it? Do you have too little money and want to know how to earn it? Then you need the financial counseling from Doc Conman. That's right, Doc Conman. The more financially successful and better alter ego of Dr. Conrad, Doc Conman can teach you how to turn sand into Yu-Gi-Oh cards and sell them for a profit. That's right, sell them for a profit. If you want the best, worst financial advice in town, you go to twitch.tv/Dr. Conrad and watch Doc Conman live. That's right, listen to his words of advice at Doc_Conman on Twitter. Great chat interaction and great service. Doc Conman. Morally bankrupt, richer than you. Warning, the advice given to you is twitch.tv/Dr. Conrad, character Doc Conrad, partner. You didn't know that by this point, there is no hope. Doc Conrad is not responsible for any financial actions you take due to the advice given. Please support the official release.
Hey everybody, welcome back to The Middle Bit. I'm your host, Doc Conrad, and let's get things started, shall we? If you didn't know from the last episode, I have been streaming live on Twitch every Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday at 10 p.m. EST, and Saturdays at a random point in time. If you are listening to this right now, in fact, later on today, I will be doing a stream. Not too sure what it's going to be on Saturday, but it's going to be a good one. I know that for certain. Had a lot of fun with those all the time. Having fun playing Minecraft, Among Us, all those sort of games. It's been quite a bit of fun playing games with fans and friends, people that I know, past guests of the podcast, and all that. So, if you want to go ahead and catch me live every Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday at 10 p.m. EST, that is twitch.tv/Dr. Conrad. Again, that is twitch.tv/Dr. Conrad.
Also, I've been seeing a lot of support coming from some big fans of the podcast over the past few days, and it's been great to go ahead and see. I want to go ahead and get the ball rolling again, so if you want to go ahead and suggest this podcast to anyone that you think might enjoy it, please go ahead and do so. I'd love to go ahead and check it out. And if you're a fan of the show, feel free to go ahead and at me on Twitter at @ComsOpenPodcast. I'm also on Facebook and Instagram at @ComsOpenPodcast, and you can go ahead and check me out there. Also, if you happen to be someone who's watching the podcast on YouTube, be sure to hit subscribe and hit the like button. It would really help me out quite a bit. And if you're listening on whatever app you use, I would love it if you would go ahead and follow the podcast. Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Amazon Podcasts, anything you want to go ahead and do, just go ahead and follow me there. That'd be amazing. And, yep. All right, that looks like it's going to be it for the middle bit. You guys enjoy the rest of the interview. Take care. All right, bye.
I understand in terms of like wanting to go ahead and like distance yourself, especially from like an anonymity perspective of like, you know, you're the G, yeah. But like, yeah. No one really knows the G. Like no one really knows you, especially from an online perspective. So like having some sort of thing that reflects like that you're working on something without it being actually yourself is really like something that a lot of people sometimes put up, especially artists who are able to go ahead and like create characters. And speaking of character creation, your original artworks involved with like Smiley Kingdom specifically.
Yeah.
How long have you been making artwork that has been involved with like Smiley Kingdom and all your other different like OCs that you've made? You can list them out as long as you want and go on for as long as you want involved with like all of them. Or maybe there's even some that like some might have missed and like I'm not entirely certain about.
Sure. I can run down the whole shebang about that. And so, again. Early, I think Facebook page days, like at one point early on, I began doing the character design stuff. And so with that, we did talk about like, I mentioned how I would like draw myself a lot back then. And so that sort of was like, if we can make an evolutionary chart, that's like patient zero or what at the very beginning, the little zooplankton in the ocean or whatever. So in high school, I did draw myself a lot, like just my little like silly little depiction, but like it was pretty straightforward. But I drew like, there's like this vent character that I drew just to vent, like vent draw. That was like just it was like Dark Jeep or whatever, but like I guess like it was just like this swirling black mass of like negative bad guy looking thing. And so I mean I guess that's a high school thing, you know, like there's you're gonna draw stuff like that probably. But yeah, so like with that, like sort of I called him Haida Beach because it's just put Haida backwards. Very creative, like with my names as you'll see. But with that like little like negativity sort of character, like I branched out to like, oh, let's do the seven deadly sins, you know. It's like, again, another like cliche thing one would probably draw in high school, but like, you know, there are no rules or whatever, like draw whatever, you know. So yeah. And I guess like that, I mean, I think that's just a general thing, like who cares, you know. That's I think that's just like a good thing to keep in mind, like think about in general. So like don't feel too afraid to like draw whatever. But with those like seven deadly sins sort of characters, like that was like, that's sort of like branched out from that. And like there are some character designs that like I stuck with, others that like didn't. Like if you scroll back to like, I think on my Tumblr had like some of the early instances of that, like there's like three or four like characters that like kind of stuck, like King Smiley being the main one. Mm-hmm. And at one point with like all those character OC things, like I sort of just like wiped it all. Like, it's like, nah, I don't like this. It's silly. It's pretty cringe, bro. So, I kind of like just wiped that. But there are some character designs that I still liked, you know. So like, as much as like I didn't want to do the whole like sin theme and whatnot, I still like the character designs. So, I continue to draw the ones that like I sort of found myself gravitating towards. So, King Smiley and Gelada, the jellyfish girl, are sort of like the two that like sort of persisted the most. And so, that sort of just continued all the way to the current day. And like, I think they're like the two most prominent characters, like in terms of like, what I've continued to draw, but also like iterate on. And with that, there's sort of like throughout those years of like going on and off ideas, like drawing something and then resetting it, and then like pretty much an iterative process, you know. What was I thinking of? Yeah, like King Smiley was like the pride sort of character, and then like I reworked it into his own thing, which like, oh, this character concept had a distinct smile, so I'll theme it around that. And so gradually, the character design bits, like the recurring smile theme and the teeth theme, slowly became more prominent into its own thing. And then, I'm trying to think, like, I think end of high school, early college, I had a period where like I kind of just didn't really do too much with the character design stuff. Like I'll draw like a character or two, but like not really expand on any of it. And then like mid college, I was getting back into it again. And then that's when I began to like really branch out more and sort of like modern Jeeb sort of character stuff. And so the King Smiley thing, I branched out to other characters like Grimace, she's like the sword girl, and then Princess Smiley. And like he has his own like little henchman army now, and like with their designs, like I took different bits of King Smiley's design and then reworked them into the other ones. So like with like the helmets that his like soldier henchmen people have, like the face is the little smile thing that he has on his his cape chain thingy mabob. Mm-hmm. And so like that was one thing that stuck. And then like I'm trying to think, like just the various, like the uniform was like one thing that carried over to the other designs. And then with Princess Smiley, it went even further, because like at that point I implemented even more like character like iconography themes of like there's like more of like the teeth theme is pronounced. I added the whole tooth fairy angle, and then I added the whole moth angle, and then like it's just this amalgamation of like various stuff that was added with like each iteration of character design. And so like it's kind of a wild like culmination of various like various versions of the character. And like again, I guess like in visualizing it, it would be like a real like little like character design evolutionary tree. Mm-hmm. And it's wild to think of like how I would go all the way back to like when I would just like draw myself. So it's a real like the real interesting thing to look back on in terms of like what like new things do I add, and then also like what other old things do I revisit, because like with the character designs that I'm still like dabbling in experimenting on today, like a lot of it involves looking back on like all the old art from like back then. Like with my Tumblr archive during my high school years, there's like a bunch of various little character designs that like I'll look back towards, and like I'll think of like what could be a cool way to rework this into like the current context of like characters that I have now. I guess one example is like back then there was a fella with like nails on his head. He was sort of like a voodoo doll kind of thing that, like, going back to like the whole negativity character, it was like sort of part of that. But then, like, during the whole process of like iterating on like characters and reworking them, like at one point the nail head guy would have been like King Smiley's arch nemesis, but like I think the design never really stuck. But then more recently I created the character Hammerhead, who has like, he's the dude with the pompadour and like is the delinquent looking guy, and like I was like thinking, oh, this has a more like cool protagonist kind of look to him. Maybe he can be King Smiley's arch nemesis. But then like I thought about like Nailhead back then, like, and his old role, like being that, and I was like, what if I make him like his like ghost mentor kind of thing? Like, what if he like failed back then to like stop King Smiley from doing evil shit? And like, what if he possessed the bat? Cause they both, back then he had like the whole bat with the nails on it, and like now Hammerhead sort of has that. And like, what if the ghost of Nailhead was in the bat that the Hammerhead guy wields? And like, I just thought that was a real cool, like, sounding thing. So, again, like, sort of a blend of old and new in terms of like, how do I come up with new characters? Like, one part branching out from existing characters of like, what could be a cool way to like complement, like maybe they work together with this character, or like they're a foil to this character, and then like what could be one way that I bring back an old idea that like I didn't draw as much before, but then like I could bring back in a new like kind of way with like a new, again, like a new context of like, what's this character in relation to this other character that I've been drawing more regularly now? So that's sort of how my like creative process goes. Mm-hmm. And there's also like, in terms of like, I guess like, I like with, I guess like a story or like the lore behind the characters, which is like something I like, I never really actually talk about it on like, yeah, when I actually post art, but like,
It's interesting. Yeah, you never really like devolve these characters and like how they are related in any sort of way, but you've absolutely thought about it, and you've like keep it in mind, and you like keep things like within, take inspiration from your old posts as well. It's insane.
Yeah, and it's like I'll like think about like what's the whole like story of this character and like world building stuff, cuz like back then, like with like back in the Facebook days of like the earlier first iteration of those characters, like I was still like thinking of like world building stuff, but then like I'd scrap it because like I'd get to like I wouldn't have a really clear vision of like, what do I even want to do? Mm-hmm. And also, I guess there's also the whole factor of like, am I even gonna do anything with this, you know?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Like, I get a lot of comments of like, gee, are you going to do a webcomic? I'd love to see like a story about them. And it's like, it would be cool, but like, shit, that's like a lot of work, you know? And I'm like, mm-hmm. No, it's like a huge commitment. And like, I have nothing but like the utmost respect for like people who like just go for and like, go for doing that kind of stuff. Our good friend D, he just goes for it, and like he just has a lot of stuff with his characters, so like, but it's a big like investment and like takes a lot of energy and time management and all that stuff. And like I guess like I just never really thought of like going into a full commitment, like the character design stuff, oh, that's fun, like I just enjoy doing that in my free time and like it just comes to me. But then like actually crafting the whole like story and making a comic and like all of that, it's just like, it's a very daunting sounding thing. And like, mm-hmm. I just never really felt like I was, I guess, like quote unquote ready, but like, again, the thing is like, oh, but you're supposed to just jump into it, you know? So
I think
I don't know, I guess,
yeah,
it's just a matter of like, I guess, do I want to make a comic? Yes or no. Oh, I don't really want to right now. And then like, that's that, I guess. Like, I don't really, I won't like think too much about it, but like, I'll still think about like the character design and like the story of the character just because it's fun, you know? And like, just cause like, it just comes to me naturally, I guess. And, I'll also have like a friend who like a friend or two that I'll like talk with. I'll have like a handful of like friends that I'll like do like character brainstorming stuff with that like we'll like, I guess like, in a way it's sort of like you're like having your own little like friend in school, like you'll just have like your friend that you like make comics with or whatever, like just talk about like character ideas and stuff. I guess that's sort of what I like do. So my friends that I discuss with that, like there's the whole like story, I guess that's the thing that we just know and like we'll just talk about, but then like yeah, and that's like not everyone like knows about that, but like it's just a thing that we talk about and have fun doing.
Yeah.
And so yeah, it's just character design, like hobby for fun, but like that's a big commitment to jump towards. And I think like just in general, like mustering up the discipline and like are you in a spot in life where like I feel
you can commit to something like this.
Yeah. And like, again, like high school, college, there's a lot of uncertainty and all of that. And so I guess I just didn't really feel like I had it in me at that point. And like, maybe it'll come to that someday. We'll just have to see. But yeah. I'm just like, for now, I'm just like doing these character designs and like, posting them, and like I'm just really grateful that like people enjoyed as much as they do. And like yeah, no, it's a thing, because like it can be really hard to like doing just original like OC stuff. It can be like hard to get that work out there and get it seen when like there's the whole thing about like fan art is or memes or whatever is like that's like the that is where all the views and stuff go. And like it's just like shit, I feel really lucky that I was able to get as much as a following I did with like do at least with like doing this stuff, you know. So yeah, that's sort of where I'm at with that.
Yeah. No, I can definitely go ahead and say this is we're gonna start wrapping everything up relatively shortly, but
okay,
yeah, I think that in terms of your characters, you're absolutely right. There's a good reason why people want to see these characters interact in a sort of comic style. There's a reason for it, and that's because you're really good at creating compelling, interesting, and visually impactful characters that catch people's attention and have the and you have already have the inside the foresight to go ahead and make these characters like already interact within each other within a sort of like semi-universe inside of each other and what they do. You've personally thought about these things as well over the time in which you've created these works. You have made you have wonderful, beautiful illustrations of each of them. Like even the ones that you randomly like randomly toss out, just like, oh yeah, this is an idea I had. Just like, I could see like a whole series based around him. Like your character creation is absolutely phenomenal. There is. You have been around for so long, and like I'm so glad I got to see this like evolution inside of your art and seeing the early stages of these different characters that you've had and like how they've evolved with depending on like how you feel about it or like how you've changed about everything. Like it's I love to see it grow, and you clearly have a talent for it. Like by far, I've seen it within each of your works, your illustrations, your backgrounds, your character creations that you have made. Like they're amazing, man. Like, are you kidding me? Like, there's just so much that you have like grown from as like an artist, and you've grown and changed, and you've been able to go ahead and adapt to what it is that you've been, that has been impactful inside of your life, and like taken inspiration from different things. And like you said it before, like, oh yeah, no, this is just to go ahead and like, for this was like something cringy things in high school, but like you've shifted and changed those things in a many numerous different ways, and like create a whole universe out of something. And like, it's amazing to me that you've like been able to go ahead and do those sort of things. It's amazing to see any artist being able to go ahead and change it, but you're very unique. And like, I consider someone like someone who's worked in like with art, like you have, it's just insane. And so like, I want to take a second to like just appreciate like how amazing your artwork has been. And I don't know how often, and I know you said that like had some like maybe some issues involving like personally wise, like self-image wise, and like that's why you've drawn, yeah, I've seen you've drawn yourself like exercise, and you've made a whole character based around exercise, and like Yeet Chan, yeah. Like you've like you take your art and you put your passion within it, and you put your heart and soul inside of it, and then you create based off of it, based off of your feeling, based off of how it is you want to express yourself as well. And you've also create characters that you find compelling in and of itself, and you're not trying to go ahead and like you're not always trying to go ahead and like bait comics or like try different things, make different things to do that. You make art for as a hobby and out of passion, and I love to see it. I love to see your work, and I always love seeing your work when it comes across my timeline. So I just want to give this second to go ahead. Thank you so much for like the hard work that you do, and even if it's only for yourself, just know that there are a ton of people who appreciate what you do.
Man, thank you. You are making me blush. Shit.
I try. Like,
yeah, no, like it's honestly like hearing stuff like that, like that helps keep me going, you know, because like, yeah, no, it's like, so like often I'll just think like, man, I'm just like, who's this guy? I'm just some literally who artist, whatever. Yeah. So like, no, damn, like getting that reassurance of like, no, people like my shit.
Yeah.
Keep doing it, man.
Of course.
That is very encouraging to hear.
Of course.
So, yeah.
Yeah. And hey, by the way, congrats on losing the weight. That's very inspiring. Like as a heavier set individual, it's very inspiring to see that.
Yeah, I know it's been like, I think like I started like last September, and I think like it's just been the most like successful attempt I've ever done, because like I've attempted like many times, like middle school, high school. Like I was successful for a while in high school. I got into running at that point. I would do like, my mom would sign me up for half marathons almost every year, and like shit, I was able to do that. And like in college I stopped for a while, and then like kind of just let myself go. But then like I think my last year of college was this, which was this past year, like finishing school, wrapping up with grad school. My dad gave me like his he was getting a new Apple Watch, so he gave me like his old one. And like I think just like having like the just a reminder, and like having the visual, like keeping track of everything, and like knowing, like having a goal set, and like that, I guess that's sort of like the whole story behind Yeet Chan, which is like I have my good friend Ash, we like sort of made that character, because like we would sort of like just do a whole accountability thing of like, hey, oh, I worked out today. Yeah, I did it too. We yeeted those goals, and so and it's still kept up, although like the whole COVID thing sort of made it difficult for him. Like I'm more fortunate to live in an area that's like more open, and like I can still do my running, and so but that was the whole story behind that. And like I'm just very happy that like I'm finally like succeeding in like this thing that I've honestly been like on and off trying to attempt since like since childhood, because like I've always been like more like heavier, and so that's sort of again like the whole self-image issues and all of that, and so that's sort of the story. I mean, if we're getting a little bit more personal at that point on this topic, but
I think we can go ahead. I think we can go ahead and wrap it up with a little bit more of a personal touch to the end. If you want to go ahead and like.
Sure.
We've discussed your art, and we touched a little bit when we just started with the weight, with like doing things involving weight loss. But with do you want to go ahead and like give the audience like a little bit of a peek behind the curtain, a peek behind the tablet, if you will, about the individual behind the art.
Sure. Well, I mean, I'm I'm almost 23, just average dude. I don't know.
It's the hardest question to answer. I know, man. It is so difficult.
I guess going back on the weight loss topic, and like, I just feel really good, like, to be reaching this point, and like, I still have a bit of a ways to go. I think I want to burn off like a good like 20, 30 more pounds before like, I think at that point I'll be totally at my like, so just like out of the overweight zone completely, which is like, shit. Because like, I'm at this point like, well, while I'm here, let's go all the way. You know, like I've got the momentum. I'm in running shape. Let's do this. So, I think by the end of the year, I think I'll reach that, like, 6 more months. I've been going on a 5-pound per month sort of plan. So that's sort of just how that's been going. But I guess, like, just at this point of my life in general, like, I think I'm just, like, reaching a major, like, I guess, like, turning point sort of crossroad. Because, like, I'm done with school. I'm getting back in shape. Going to try to get into, like, the best shape I can now that I'm, like, I have the momentum and discipline to reach that. Just now is just the point of like, all right, time to like job search and shit. Mm-hmm. And it's like kind of not the best, like kind of a hell of a time to like finish school and
try to find one.
Jeez. Like, I'd like no proper graduation. Like my final project, like we had to finish the last half like remotely and all of that. But like, like college, like shit, it's been like 5 years. Yeah, no, it's like, 5 years. And then another, like high school, like jumped immediately after high school into college. And like, at that point, like after high school, that was a very uncertain time. Cause like, I have no future. I don't know what my future is going to be. I don't know like what I'm going to do. Like I was doing art, but like, am I like art school material, quote unquote, like, but then like, there's the whole rabbit hole of like art school in general. Like, I mean, there's been a lot of discourse on Twitter lately about it. And like, would it be good for me or just like a nightmare, you know? Cause it's a real like thing to think about. And like, just sort of like that thought of like, should I have like majored in art or like a more art adjacent sort of major, like that sort of just floated around in my head though, like pretty much the whole time during my undergrad. Cause I majored in informatics and then I did grad school in like human computer interaction, like technology, you know, like my parents, like that's where the money is. You're going to go in there. So, that's, and like, I didn't know at that point, like, would I stick with it or not? Cause like, there was also another thing with my whole time in college. I got in a scholarship program. Like, I don't know how I did it. Like, I was a shitty high school student. Like, I was not on, like, I like didn't turn in my stuff. Like, and if I did, it was like really late. Like, I was a mess. And so, somehow I got into that scholarship program and like, just my whole undergrad year was a real like grind. Cause it was like, to be in a scholarship program, like you had to do research like a research project every semester, that coupled with the classes, and then like I didn't think I would do any research stuff as like a high school. I just draw Garfield and post it on the internet. So no, that was like very, very anxious time at that point. But yeah. I somehow toughed through it, and like there was an opportunity to finish grad school in 1 year, and like shit, let's go for it. And so mm-hmm. I mean I'm here now, but like it's just like I'm it's like life, there's still a lot of things ahead, and like a lot of stuff I don't know what am I gonna do. Like I'm very like lucky to be in like the circumstances that I am now, because like college can be like just absolute hell for a lot of people. Yeah. I mean, just a lot of like just terrible things about like the whole education student debt hell, like shit. Mm-hmm. So it's like the more you think about it, the more like depressing it gets, you know. It's like, yes. God damn.
Yeah. We are unfortunately running close to the end of the time, but I think it would be it's a good idea for us to wrap up with one last thing.
All right.
There are plenty of artists out there who are currently listening to this podcast and live and have. I'm graciously thankful that you do. What would be your piece of advice to an aspiring artist in a similar situation that you are in? Someone who is someone, or at least was in the same similar position that you were in. You were in terms of like they want to go ahead and do stuff involving art, and they've like done stuff quite a bit, especially in high school. What would be your advice to them?
I guess one thing, like, in terms of creative stuff, just don't be afraid to like just explore whatever ideas or whatever you want, like all cringe stuff aside, blah blah blah, like don't tether to that, because like the less you care, like even if you don't use that idea or stick to it, like maybe you'll make something you'll like really like that sticks, and like maybe that can still, that might persist, like just like how it did for me. And I guess also like what else, I think that's the best I got, sorry.
you're fine Jeeb, thank you so much for doing this has been an absolute joy to hear a bit more behind the man, the myth, the Jeeb. It's been really nice talking to you, and I'm so glad that you were able to go ahead and you're able to do this with me, man. This is absolutely fantastic, and I thank you so much.
Yeah, no, thank you, Mr. Doc. it was really fun, like just being able to like reflect and like talk about all this stuff. It's not something I like regularly get to do. So thank you for like just giving me just an opportunity to ramble about that for an hour, you know. So
of course that's what I'm here for. Thank you so much, dude.
Awesome. Well, yeah, you have a good night.